Back again for the third time, my second.
Thanks for introing. This is Modern Thinking Podcast, episode 9 at this point. Technically part 3 of episode 6, but whatever. We're going to roll with it. We're having a good old time. I have my friends here, my roommate, my acquaintance.
My best friend.
Got Kate and Chelsea with me. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
So we're going to get back into, if you hung farted. In there, that was the my chair.
I don't want me.
God damn it. This is part 3, and part 2 we left you on a cliffhanger. So
ghost stories.
Chelsea wants to get in ghost stories.
Okay.
Kate needs to explain her up and coming weirdness.
Sure, it'll explain a little bit, maybe.
No, I want you to dive deep. We're going to learn a lot about you on this one. Because I feel like you didn't contribute last one.
Is this an autobiography of Kate?
Yes.
Of the K.
The K. The Here's KY.
First, about these ghost stories. Kate actually lives in a haunted house, in case
Please tell me that's
knew.
True.
Yes, it's very true. Yes, it's true. She's told me about it. It's not crazy. The lady's not mean, but she does have a... She is a haunted house.
I don't think it's haunted.
Well, just okay, go ahead I'm and tell terrible. Us the stories.
Okay, all I've heard is, like, it sounds like people walking across my floor. Like, that's it.
Yeah, but
that's
what about the time that Chris said all the cabinets were open or some shit? Or they kept opening themselves?
Oh, please tell me that happened.
She told me this story because we were on the back porch. She scared the shit out of me. And I was, like, scared to walk through the house again. She was like, she's not going to hurt anybody and she's not going to hurt...
Wait. Is the ghost a she?
Yes.
Why?
She's an old lady.
Why?
She died in the house.
She died in the house.
Okay, Chris bought this house.
I don't like it.
Okay, Chris bought this house from the lady who lives actually across the street from you guys, right? Stace,
yes,
the
her, real, yes, realtor? Don't say
anything. Yeah. Okay, so her mom used to live there, and she passed away.
Yes.
I guess right before Chris bought the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris has lived there for 9 years.
He's lived there for 9 years. Well, this lady, this realtor who sold it to him, it was her mom's, and she passed away. I mean,
that must have been a hard thing to do, sell your mom's house.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I still get their
mail. And to know that your mom still haunts the house.
She does not know.
She doesn't haunt it. She's just hang. I think she just hangs out. Everyone, I think she comes
to
visit.
That's haunting it.
No, I think she just comes to visit. Like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, hey guys, just checking the cabinets, making sure you're not hungry. Okay, well, like, you know.
I mean, that'd be cool because every grandmother does that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on Chris. I actually don't remember that.
Okay, maybe he's the one who told me, but I could have sworn you did.
No.
You told me that it sounds like people walk across
the
floor.
People walking across the floor.
Because, you know, the floor in the kitchen's brick.
Right.
So let me reiterate or whatever on that. So when me and Chris first got together, one thing is, things that I have a fear of besides aliens, which kind of, if I have a fear of it, I'm probably going to be very interested in it. I don't know why. That's my whole thing with
murder.
That's my thing with ghosts and then kind of aliens, as long as it doesn't get too weird, because that really scares me.
Or unrealistic.
Yeah. Anyways, so when we first got together, I could have sworn, like, while I would be, like, laying there at night, I could hear, like, someone walking across the floor, and I'm also crazy, so I could just make
when it's wood floors, just like here, you know how it sounds.
Right. No, this place freaks me out all the time.
This place?
And I have to remind...
Shut the fuck... Oh, we don't want
to... I have to remind myself that 9 times out of 10, it's the cats...
Well,
around being
Chelsea,
assholes.
Nine times out of ten.
When she bought
nine
this
times.
House,
oh, shut up! No, Kate's been trying to tell me it was haunted.
Kate, stop! Okay, we have to live in this house.
Yeah, she lives in a haunted house, so she wants to make us have to live in a haunted house.
Anyways, so I could have sworn that I heard, and it sounds like bare feet on either the brick or we have brick through part of it, and then.
Wood
floors through the other part, and it sounds like bare feet walking on it. And I mentioned it to Chris one time, and I was like, "Dude, is your like house haunted?" You know, just like kind of half-ass joking, half-ass really wanting to know. And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Okay." So, like, months and months go by, and he finally ends up telling me, he's like, you know, the lady that lived here before died here. Also, Chris is, like, a super jokester, so if it comes out that she actually didn't, no one be surprised. That's probably a spoiler, and if you need
to... He's gonna listen to this and be like, wait a minute.
No, I don't... I'm pretty sure
he's
it's
true.
He's
a total jokester, though. Why would he lie about that? I don't know, because he likes to freak me out. Anyways,
he would have told you he was joking by now.
Finally. I don't know.
I don't know. He could be playing the long game.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm asking Sean, because Sean will know.
Well, anyways, so I kept hearing it, and he just was acting like I was a loon, which I kind of am, so it's okay. And then finally one day he told me, and I was like, okay. But anyways, I don't find that to be an actual haunting, because it's not scary. It's not weird. But Chris likes to think that shit gets moved around all the time. I think it's just because he forgets where he puts literally everything. So.
That's weird.
Take it as it is.
I have
a... That's a shitty story that I didn't really want to waste your time with, because I have better ones.
Too late.
Anyway.
So thanks a lot,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me tell you a little bit about my ghost stories.
Do you want to use this knife to shave your legs?
No, I need to shave.
It would work.
No, it wouldn't work, because I just tried to shave my arm with it and it didn't happen.
Listen, those leg hairs, though, they're way more coarse.
No, they're not. They're just...
All right, let me shave your leg.
You motherfucker. Get that big bang.
As I went straight down with the knife instead of at an angle.
Just stab me right in the shin. That's cool.
All
right,
yeah, sorry. Already go ahead.
Okay. So, first off... I'd like to start by saying Kate is a complete asshole, because she has tried to convince me that my house is haunted, because, you know, cats can see
and
shit.
And I always will.
So, let me tell you a little bit about my grandmother. So...
First of all, why is it always a grandmother?
Well, it's because it's my grandmother, and she passed away in the house that I lived in.
Oh.
Down the street, actually, behind us, back here. You know where she
lives. Yeah.
Well, I was living with my grandmother at the time. I was, like, 21, I think, when she passed away. It was in 2011. And, anyway, so I'm not going to go into the sad part of it, but she passes away in the house, you know, and I'm the one who comes home and finds her. Well, I end up staying there until we sell the house, because we didn't want to leave it, you know, it's a big, nice house, and there's a lot of stuff in it. We didn't want to leave it there, you know, with nobody attending to it, and I already lived there, so I just stayed there until we sold it. Before I moved out and got an apartment. Well, one night, you know, I went on a really bad drinking binge and all that good stuff. Well, I'd stay out until about 3 o'clock in the morning, this and that. Well, I come home one night and I'm intoxicated, and I go and get in bed. And it's like I said, this house is huge.
Right.
And so I come through, and you come through the garage and you go straight into the kitchen, which is like shaped in like a weird L. And then everything else is around it. Like, it's real open. We walk through, you go to my bedroom. So, I'm in the bedroom, and I lay down, and I was like, just text somebody, set my phone down. It's like 3:20 in the morning. And I'm laying there, and of course, I have no weapons or anything, because, I mean, my nanny probably had guns. I know she did in her bedroom, but I kept that door shut. I refused to go in there.
Right.
I just wouldn't. I don't know why I'm weird. And so I'm laying there, and I'm like half-assed trying to go to sleep, and then I hear this big, like, ba-boom.
God.
It sounded like it was in her bedroom. And so I freeze.
That was the cat.
Oh.
Yep, no, I heard Kittler go, like, perfect timing, good job.
Oh, God.
Check's in the mail.
So I freeze, and I have no idea what's happening, and my body won't let me move. Like,
right.
My mind won't let my body move, whatever. So I'm just laying there, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to... So, I reach over and I grab my phone and I grab my keys and I put my shoes on. I literally was like, fuck this, I'm out, right? So, there was no checking around, because I'm telling you, this house was the way it's set up. Like, it's so big, and like, it's kind of out, like, we're out here, you know, kind of, but there's a huge, like, car,
there's
houses
a neighborhood.
All around.
Yeah, we're out in the middle
there,
of nowhere, but there's
a neighborhood. Each house has like an acre and a half to itself, so it's like fucking forever before, you know, nobody's gonna hear you. This cat's being wild. So, I hop out of the... Shut up. God damn it. So,
Kate,
I hop
I love
up
you so
and
much.
I fucking... I hop up and I fucking grab my shit that I need, my keys, like throw, I got shorts on, throw a jacket on. I don't even know. It's like summer. Who knows? Like,
yeah. So a light jacket?
Yeah, so a light jacket. And I fucking literally, like, I open my door. I don't even, like, creak out to see what's happening. I just throw my flashlight on my phone. I fucking fling that shit open and just dart across the living room, around into the kitchen, through the laundry room, and out to the garage. Hop in my car, open the garage door. I'm out. You know, obviously shut the garage door, and I'm gone. I'm fucking peel out. I go to my mom's house, which is 30 minutes away, at 3:30 in the morning. And my mom...
Drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a skunk. So my mom comes in the next day, and she's like walking through the living room. I don't even know why. It was like 6 in the morning, and I guess she was checking on my brother or something. And I guess I scared her because I was like on the couch, and she goes, "Ooh," and she was like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Well, I'm pretty sure Nanny's trying to haunt me." She was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" So she's like, "No, are you sure?" And everybody's like, "Are you sure you didn't just hear something fall in the bathroom?" Because there's a bathroom in between mine and her. So I go back the next day and I check, and sure enough, something had fallen in the bathroom. But it was something that was not anywhere close to, it shouldn't have fallen off. Shouldn't have just, because like there was like a big ledge, like I don't know how big this is, that it was sitting on, and it somehow fell off. And I was like, okay, all right, whatever.
The wind blew. The wind blew.
Mine's playing tricks on me, right? Okay, so whatever.
We do have so, random earthquakes.
No, yeah, so no, I'm thinking, okay, whatever. So a couple of months go by, and I move in with my mom for about, I think I lived with her for like a month and a half before I ended up getting an apartment down here. And so there's this lamp that my nanny always kept. It was right here beside her chair, in between her chair and the couch.
Like my mom's lamp. Never mind. You don't know. Keep going. Sorry.
So it's this lamp, and you touch it. You just touch it, and it lights at the bottom like a glow. And then you touch it again, and it lights up like a low light. And then you touch it one more time, and it brightens it. And then one more time, and it's off. It's a pretty cool lamp, right?
I've seen those, yeah.
So I was staying in my mom, one of my mom's guest bedrooms. Well, at the time, my sister still lived there. So my sister, my brother, and then I was in the guest bedroom, and then my mom. So my brother was like 5 at the time. No, he was like 3 at the time. And he was like, he wanted to sleep with me. So he comes in there, and I've got this big king-size bed, the bed I have now. And that lamp is right here. So I'm laying here, and I've got my back towards the lamp, and I'm looking at my brother. And you know kids. It's kind of like kids, cats, kids and animals. Like, they see things, and we don't. Yes. And so my brother, and I'm laying just like this, you know, my back towards the lamp. It's on a little bit, and I'm looking at him. And he is kind of up on his arm, you know, and he's talking to me, and he looks, and he's looking over at that fucking lamp.
Question, was it the same lamp? So you brought the lamp with you when you moved back to your mom's?
Well, I had a lot of my nanny's stuff.
Okay.
Lot of it. Like, everything that was in that house, I pretty much...
Right.
Was mine or my mom's, you know, or my aunt's. But, you know, the bed, like, my bed was mine at my nanny's. Like, it was hers, you know, she bought it for me, whatever. Anyways, so this lamp is on the other over here, you know, and I'm just looking at him, and he's just sitting there staring at the lamp, and we're not even talking. I'm just kind of laying there, like, looking at him, and he's little, he's 3, you know, and he's looking at that lamp, and he starts smiling, and he kind of laughs, and he kind of squints, like he's fucking looking at something. And I said, what are you laughing at? And he said, you know, Nanny really loves us. Nanny really loved you. And I lost my shit.
As a 3-year-old, that's terrifying.
And I flipped around and I looked at that lamp. And, like, it scared me, but it also made me feel good, you know?
Right.
But it was like, I flipped around at that lamp and I looked back at him. I said, why'd you say that? And he said, she just wanted you to know that she loves you. And I was like, oh, my God.
That gave me chills.
What even is this? So I'm like, okay, so that's a ghost story, because it's not really a ghost story. It's like a spirit, like... her aura, her spirit is still here. Like, and sometimes it's not even like a ghost thing. Like, I've heard of a lot of people like saying certain things about, like, oh, they would see their grandpa at the foot of their bed or whatever, but just once, like, kind of like a, hey, here, I'm here, I'm good, yeah, you know, type of deal. Like, now I do have demonic ghost stories, which I can tell one. Now
question, how long is it? Because we still got to get into Kate's weirdness.
real quick. Last one. I've got a lot of ghost stories, but
clearly
this one's
Kate's been sitting over here with her fucking ghost cat shirt, just not doing anything.
I've got one more good one. Okay, so
like they
my ex-boyfriend,
right?
Pictures. My ex-boyfriend in high school, he lived across from my best friend. None of y'all probably know her, but Chelsea, anyways. That's my name.
That's one thing I want to get into, just on a quick tangent. You have too many fucking friends that are Katie, and now you have a best friend named Chelsea. Like, what the fuck?
Chelsea.
Are you so narcissistic that you have to have these people around you?
There's a lot of Katie's, Megan's, and Chelsea's in my life.
Jesus Christ.
No one is original.
That's fine. No, I just wanted to go off on that little thing. I'm done.
So, real quick.
My ex-boyfriend. We can all have a name like Briar.
ma'am, it's Mark. Get it right.
Bush. Briar Bush. Briar Bush. Come on.
Never meet another one. Just saying.
Anyways, let me get this over with. So,
Marco.
When he was... Oh, my God.
Just let her tell the fucking story, Kate.
Oh, my God. So, okay. They were... This house, they've always talked about how their house was haunted. Like, all my friends that would go... You know, like, because they had... There was a... My ex-boyfriend, Stuart.
So, Little. Stuart Little, right?
Stuart Little. His brother, who's a few years older than him, and then his sister, who is a couple years younger than me. And so all of friends like around my age would go stay the night with her or whatever, and they were all like, God, her house is so haunted. And we're like, what? Like, whatever. Like, the house isn't even that old. You think a new house, like, isn't it? So he tells me one night, I don't even know what we were doing. We were just hanging out, whatever, and we were talking. I said, man, why does everybody always say your house is haunted? And he's like, because it was. He didn't live there anymore. He was after high school and stuff. And he was like, oh, because it totally was. And I was like, what do you mean it was? And he's like, I mean, it was haunted to the point to where people got hurt. And I was like, what do you mean got hurt? So, basically... He said the only thing that's ever happened to him was when he was younger, there was bunk beds. And he was on the top, his brother's on the bottom. And he said he woke up a few times and this dark figure would be at the end of their bed, like tall as shit, because it's a bunk bed. You know, that's like 8 feet tall right there, or 7 feet tall, 6 feet tall probably.
Gosh.
So at the end, black figure, he said I could tell it was wearing a big hat, like a black hat, and all I could see was red eyes.
Fuck.
And so I lost my shit, threw my covers over, because as a kid, what do, you know?
The ultimate guarding, self-defense. Can't get me covers. Yeah, whoop, demon's like, damn it. So, yeah, damn, he's good.
I'll come back tomorrow. So he woke up and he's like, you know, I held it in for a few days and I was just like, oh, I'm seeing shit. And yeah, he's like, finally asked my brother. He's like, I was like 13, 14, you know? I asked my brother, I was like, bro, you don't have to see anything ever, do you? And he's like, oh, just this, yeah, I mean, a couple nights ago, saw this big black figure, red eyes. And he said, holy shit. He said, me too. Ooh. And he was like, I didn't know what to do. I just got under the covers. And he said, yeah, me too. And they're like 13 and 16 or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Demon's like, damn it.
So he said that's really the only thing that ever happened to him. A couple other weird shit, but his sister, it was like her room was like the worst. My friend Holly, who's dead now, she passed away a couple years ago. She was staying over there one night, and they...
Don't look at him, Kate.
They were in bed or whatever, and she couldn't move. Like, she woke up in the middle of the night and was like... Felt this, like, overwhelming, like, just like somebody was wrapping her up, and she didn't know what to do. Kind of like with your buddy, yeah. And so wrapping her up, didn't know what to do, and she like kept trying to roll over and wake Stephanie up, which is the girl that lived there. And then she woke up the next, and she was like, felt this pain on her leg, and she didn't know what it was, but she couldn't move. And it felt like somebody, she said, just holding her real tight, like sitting on her chest, like type deal, you know. And then so she finally like somehow fell asleep. She doesn't know, like it just went out and whatever. Woke up the next day, and she was like, God, like, you know, my leg hurts. And she looked down and she had these marks, like a, like something had
scratched,
like
her.
Scratched her.
Ugh.
Like, and she was bleeding, like not super crazy. She said it was like almost like a cat scratch, but like wider apart, like some like fingers, you know.
Nope.
And she was like, I'd never stay the night over there again. And that's like, that's crazy, because I'm like, I've never heard of like actual demonic things happening, like something like that, that would hurt someone. Like, yes, ghost stories, like what I'm telling and what we've talked about and all that, like, but nothing demonic.
I've never, I've never felt like, okay, going back to Fort Gibson, because Fort Gibson is
real quick. I take that back. I have heard, but after these other stories that I just told you, I have heard it's actually someone Kate and I do know, both of us know, his house was haunted like that too, or he was. I don't think his house was. I think it was him.
I think it was him and his
house. Yeah, he was. He was followed by like a demon or something.
Was.
Yeah.
Like what happened to him?
Sure, we're not sure if he still is.
I'm not sure if it's.
But no, it's something like that. Like actually, we. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean,
it's like paranormal activity.
But we both heard. But we both heard the same thing. She heard from him before I ever even knew who he was, and Katie. Katie, my. You know, my girlfriend, her best friend from high school dated him for a long time. And Katie tells me the story. And then she knows from Justin. And then they get, whatever. So she knows from him. And then we get, you know, we were on the back porch one night talking ghosts like we always do. And we ended up telling the same story. And we were both like, what the hell? And so it was just kind of weird.
It's weird.
It's like a demon type deal. Like,
but going back to...
Weirdo.
Like Shit. Fort Gibson, because Fort Gibson, if people don't know, it's fine. It's fine. It's the oldest town in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So the fort is haunted.
Guthrie was. Oh, I did hear that house across
The house from the. Yes, that's haunted. Yes. Like, so all this shit.
Old hospital, yeah.
Right, so Fort Gibson.
And they have, like, underneath ground. Yeah.
Yeah, Fort Gibson's always had just bad juju.
Yeah, I just want to
hear.
A lot of people died there. Clearly.
Yeah, yeah, clearly. I mean, Battle of Fort Gibson. Well, I don't know if I can know.
I don't think it was a battle, but you know what I mean? Like, just
War of Fort Gibson, little do you know.
But they did have, I think, from Muskogee, because Chris always talks about how there's, like, stuff you can find from them shooting.
Yeah.
From across the river, yeah.
So, I've never been in a environment where I felt scared. Like, I was scared, but I didn't feel... like I was gonna die. Like, I didn't feel that really harsh, negative, like, feeling. Because you have that feeling. Like, when you've been in, like, a near-death situation, you feel that. And I've talked to people who have felt that walking into places before. Ooh. They are like, I literally have to get out of this house or I'm going to die. Yeah. Like, stuff like that.
What?
I've never run into that. But, I know we're taking up Kate's time, but I don't care at this point.
How long are we into it?
Yeah, we got a little bit.
23
minutes. We're going to have to wrap up soon, but I got another ghost story about Fort Gibson.
Why can't we go about 45 minutes? Why people don't
want to? Well, one, because this program I'm using is free, and it only lets you go 30 minutes.
Oh, that's my
yelling. But it makes a better listening experience. Anyway, let me get to my story.
You can edit.
Yeah, I can edit. I can't edit if it stops recording, but whatever. Fort Gibson, there is the middle school, and then there's the early education building that's part of the high school now. Anyway, that building supposedly is haunted, like, because it's been around.
The old one?
The old, so you got middle school.
The old shit right on the highway?
No. Oh, I'm actually talking about. High school. No, yeah, I'm talking about. Well, no, that yeah. That's it. It used to be the old high school, and then they built the regular high school. Yeah. The old high school.
A bunch of windows and stuff.
Right. Yeah. The old high school used to be haunted.
Yeah.
So, we always heard this story, and it could have been. At first, I was like, "Oh, these teachers are just bullshitting with the kids. Like, huh? Fuck you.
Be scared." Have you ever been in the actual Fort Gibson?
Did you go to school in Fort Gibson?
Yeah. I graduated from there.
The actual Fort Gibson Elementary is fucking haunted too, because I've been in there with Caitlin at night, or like in the afternoon. I've gone down those hallways and heard shit and fucking lost my shit. Like, I come running back into the hall.
Well,
like,
I'm sorry. I know the old high school that you're talking about.
It's not the same one.
It's not the same one.
That shit's haunted.
It's the elementary, that little early education building.
Yeah, the one
yeah,
where
the
Caitlin
one
was at. Yes,
right,
I told you.
Right. Let me get to the story. I'll explain why that's happening. So apparently there was this kid that used to go to school there, and he died in a car accident a long time ago. But several people have literally caught, like, seeing this kid. Like, one of the teachers I had, he's not the type to bullshit like this. Like, he's pretty just by the book
yeah.
type of person. I remember him. I didn't believe it at first because I thought the teachers were just bullshitting with us. But when I heard his story, that's when everything became real. Because I always felt, you have that feeling, that like sixth sense feeling, like, okay, even
during, I went to school there. That's yeah. where I went to kindergarten and
during like normal school hours, mm-hmm. I was always uneasy in that building, even before I heard stories. And then I started hearing the stories, and it was like 10 times worse.
Even normal school hours?
Yeah, during normal. Like, I never, like, even like if I had to be like, hey, teacher, I got to go to the restroom, like by myself in that hallway, I always felt.
Yeah, just, I did too. Ooh. You know, I never used the bathroom.
Right.
I would go like however many hours you go to school and not use the bathroom because I was right. freaked out about
so,
it. I never realized that.
Yeah, so kid dies. Supposedly he's haunting this building. Well, the teacher that I had, he was staying late one night. Mm-hmm. Door was wide. His door was open. Mm-hmm. And he's grading papers. And he sees a kid walk around the hallway. And so he's like, what? Like, there shouldn't be anybody here.
Yeah.
So he gets up and goes and walks like out to see what's going on. I mean, granted, it wasn't like dark out. It was like 5 o'clock.
No,
like,
when I was there with Caitlin, it wasn't dark out. But that one back hallway, that
is always dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's actually where one of his classroom was, is one of those corner classrooms.
God, terrible.
So he saw somebody walk through. So mm-hmm. he's like, by the book type of dude. He's like, got up and was like, okay, maybe somebody just snuck in, whatever. Because that happened. We always tried to break into that school and just dick around because we had nothing better to do. It was Fort Gibson.
Yeah.
So he heard laughing down the hallway. So then he walked, turned the corner. And there was this kid standing at one of the lockers, mm-hmm. facing the locker. And he's like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing? And kid didn't move, just facing the locker still. And so he walked over to him. He's like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. And the kid turned, and he didn't have a face. And
he didn't have a face.
He didn't have any kind of face.
No. Oh, he didn't have a face at all. Or you could see the car.
No, he didn't have a face. And
it was just like skin. Like,
right, nothing. And the kid just vanished after that. And literally that teacher said he will not stay in that building past school hours ever again because of that.
Is like, he's still there?
I think he's still there, yeah. But like when he told that story, you can tell when somebody's being serious. You can tell because their whole demeanor changes.
Yeah,
it's not I can tell you a bullshit story, but I'm not gonna relive it again.
Right. Yeah. And that's how it was when I was there with Caitlin.
Every time I'm there, I worked one summer. I worked there for IT, and I hated going to that building because it's summer, so there's never summer school. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
And I had to be in there several times to go do these work orders for these computers.
And you had already heard this story.
I hated it.
Right?
I absolutely hated it. But before I even heard that story and all the other stories, I never felt right. I always had this uneasy feeling going into that building.
I went in there with Caitlin. She had...
Go ahead. You're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick.
She just worked like hers. Like, you go in, you took to the left, and her door was right there.
Yep.
Like, to the left, straight to her room. Like, kind of on a corner type mm-hmm. deal. And I always loved that room because I had Miss whatever it was, kindergartner. She'd been there forever. You had those little doors you can go outside in. But anyways, I was like, man, I got to go pee. So I, like, walk out the room, go down this way, can't find it, and I go down this hallway. And it was like walking into my death, and I was like, nope. And I ran back to her room, and I was like, I don't have to pee anymore. Like, no, it was just so scary. Like, the overwhelming feeling of something's gonna kill me, you know.
So you're probably wondering why the long pause and sudden cutoff. That's because we went an hour on the original recording, so I'm gonna break this off pretty short. So thanks for listening, everyone. Part two, I guess, of this episode is going to be out later this week, so I'm pretty excited. But again, thanks for listening. Comment, rate, share, do all the fun stuff. I enjoy doing this, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.